Coach, another valiant effort here this afternoon. You got great goaltending again from Kerrigan Dowie. Another 37 saves. That's 80 on the weekend. Talk about her play.
No question. Kerrigan was outstanding. Definitely kept us in it, especially early on that first period. I thought she was definitely the difference in the fact there was only 2-0. And to hold them to 3, obviously, with the way the game went. But I just want to say, just proud of my group. You know, it's been a grind, Kelly. You know, you play at Minnesota, they're number 2. You come home, you play Ohio State, they're number 4. And now you come down on the road and you play number 1 in this building. And they're mentally tired, they're physically tired. And I said, I am. I'm emotionally drained. I'm not even playing. So I'm just proud of the way they competed, they battled. You know, the linesman came up to me after the game. He said, I want to tell you, I really, really respect your team, and I love working your games because your kids don't quit. They work hard. They battle the entire game. And, you know, you hear something like that from somebody. He didn't have to say that, but again, just a grind. But I thought our third period was our best. We battled. We had a real good last 10, 12 minutes. And let's just get on the bus, head home. We got a big game Tuesday.
Definitely, Coach. Question for you on that 10 minute. Misconduct to Abby Rock. Why was there no penalty or power play on that?
It was just a misconduct, just 10-minute misconduct for saying something. So
oh, gotcha. Okay.
She just got a 10, yeah.
I was a little bit confused by it, but now that makes sense. Again, your offense came alive there in the third. You said your third period was by far your best. You got most of your shots there on that third period. What was clicking for you guys that late in the game?
Who knows? I mean, obviously, first of all, you know, I should – certainly give credit to Wisconsin. They played an outstanding weekend. And, obviously the week off certainly looked like it helped them because they were flying. And, you know, we only had 4 shot attempts in the second period. And at this level, that's pretty good. And it's really because of how well they were skating. And so who knows? You know, that's 3-0. But, you know, the thing, we just kept battling. We kept working. We didn't quit. And we forced some turnovers. We got a little momentum. We had some zone time. We were getting pucks to the net. So, the group, that was the bottom line. They kept battling and kept trying to get pucks to the net.
Very great effort by your team. You got a quick turnaround. Then you play with St. Cloud State in the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame game on Tuesday. Coach, how do you prepare your team for that?
Well, you know, obviously we'll take this bus ride home and try to enjoy it as best we can. And, tomorrow's obviously an off day, but we'll have to have a light skate Monday. But I told them it's a big game. It may be not a conference, but it's a big game. It's an opportunity to go into the Thanksgiving break and our bye week with a win. So that's what we want to do. That's what we're going to prepare to do, and we'll try to go over there and do that on Tuesday.
Sounds great, Coach. I'll see you on the bus. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kelly. You bet.